Welcome back, everybody. Today we're diving into something pretty interesting: the psychology behind political messaging.
Oh, this is going to be good.
It is, it is. And I was reading Ryan Roten's straight up newsletter, and
Yeah.
usually it's all about marketing and branding,
Right.
but he took this really interesting look at the 2024 election through that lens.
Fascinating. Yeah.
So, kind of our mission today is to unpack how just repeating stuff over and over again, especially when it's tied to like a core message,
Yeah.
can be super powerful
Right.
in
Sure, man.
shaping what people believe.
Totally.
So Roden kicks things off by talking about this thing called the illusory truth effect.
Yeah, the illusory truth effect.
And I gotta admit, when I first saw that term, I thought
Sounds complicated.
it was gonna be super complicated, but it's actually pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's surprisingly simple. It's basically the idea that the more we hear something, the more likely we are to believe it's true.
Even if it's not.
Even if there's no evidence, yeah. Like, think
That's
about those rumors that go around, right?
yeah.
You hear it enough times,
And then you start to believe it.
it starts to feel true, even if, like, initially you're like, nah, I don't think so.
Makes total sense. It's like all those advertising jingles I have stuck in my head.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they must work, right?
Please sleep
Because
using them.
brands keep using them.
Yeah, repetition, it breeds familiarity. And
Familiarity.
our brains, I think, tend to kind of equate that familiarity with truth. It's like,
Yeah.
we're more likely to trust something we've heard a million times
Right.
than something we've never heard before.
Makes sense. But Roten also makes this really interesting point about how repetition
Yes.
can backfire,
It can.
especially if, like, a brand's repeating a message that's not clear.
Right. It's like, imagine you're building a house, but the foundation's all shaky, and you just keep adding floors on top of that unstable structure. Eventually, it's going to
It's
collapse.
all gonna
It's
come,
all going to come tumbling down.
tumbling down,
So in the same way, if a brand keeps repeating a message that's kind of confusing and off-putting, it's going to damage their reputation instead of, building it up.
So like clarity is key here.
Clarity is absolutely key. And, this leads us perfectly into Roten's analysis of the 2024 election. He uses the Trump and Harris campaigns as a case study to
Interesting.
show how this illusory truth effect plays out in politics.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty. How did this illusory truth thing actually play out in the election?
Yeah, good question. So Roten calls Trump's Make America Great Again a masterclass in using this effect.
Really?
Yeah. And,
Because it was simple.
part of it's because it's simple, it's catchy, it's a good slogan, all that. But the genius of it, I think, is that it really tapped into this deep emotional yearning, right, amongst people who were feeling left behind or, disillusioned.
I say, yeah.
So the message was like a promise, right?
Right, the promise.
A return to a time when things felt better, simpler. And that resonated with a lot of people. And then the constant repetition of that promise, whether people fully agreed with it or not, it just made it stick.
Made it stick in their minds.
It kind of stuck in their minds, exactly.
So what about Harris's campaign? Roten seems to think she kind of missed the mark on this.
Yeah, he argues that, while Harris had messages that resonated with certain groups, she didn't have that single
Unifier.
unifying message to tie everything together.
So it's not just about having good ideas, it's about
Packaging.
packaging them
Yeah, packaging them in a
in a
way
way that's clear.
that's clear and easy to grasp. He uses the analogy of a puzzle. You can have all the right pieces, but without the picture on the box to guide you, it's way harder to put it all together.
I see, yeah. Okay, so before we go any further, it's important to remember that this is just one interpretation
Of course,
of a
hotel.
really complex event. There are so many factors that go into who wins an election.
Absolutely. We're just exploring one angle here. And, it's up to each person to consider all the factors,
To form their own
their own conclusion.
conclusions, yeah.
But what's interesting from Roten's analysis, though, is how impactful that clear, consistent message can be,
Especially when it's repeated.
especially when it's repeated, often enough to really sink in.
To really sink in. So, is that why Roten created his brand messaging system?
Yes, exactly.
To help businesses find that one core message that resonates.
That's exactly it. He noticed a lot of his clients were struggling to articulate their message clearly.
Yeah.
They knew what they wanted to say, but they couldn't quite put it into words.
That makes sense.
That would connect.
Right. It's like, I don't know, having a great song in your head, but you can't figure out how to play it on guitar.
Perfect analogy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where Roten System comes in.
Okay.
It helps businesses identify their core message and translate it into a language that resonates.
So instead of just like scattering all these different messages out there,
yeah,
they're planting one strong seed.
One strong seed.
That they can then nurture through repetition.
Love that. That's a great way to put it.
And then Roten argues that when this is done well, something really interesting happens.
What's that?
People will actually start repeating your message back to you.
You got it.
Wait, really? Yeah. So it's not just about the brand repeating it. It's about
getting other people to repeat it.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's a powerful sign of trust and understanding. It means your message has really resonated.
Yeah.
Think about it. Like, when was the last time you found yourself repeating a slogan from a brand you love?
Now that you mention it. I do that all the time. There's this one coffee shop I love. And
there you go. See?
Oh, wow.
Their message has become so ingrained, you're part of their marketing machine now.
Uh-huh. I guess I am. Okay. So to sum up, Roten is saying repetition is powerful, but it's most effective when it's anchored to a clear message.
Yes.
And to illustrate this, he points to the 2024 election, arguing that Trump's Make America Great Again was a masterclass in using this.
Absolutely.
While Harris's campaign lacked that clarity.
You nailed it. But there is another layer to this we haven't touched on yet.
Okay.
Roten argues that every successful campaign, whether it's for office or a new product, needs a hero.
A hero. Okay, this is where it gets interesting.
It does. And there are two main approaches.
Uh-huh.
You can position the candidate or the product as the hero.
Right.
Or you can position the audience as the hero.
Interesting. So what's the difference?
Well, when the candidate or product's the hero, all the messaging's about their, you know, unique qualities and abilities.
Okay.
Like highlighting their strengths, their vision, their capacity to like solve problems.
Mm-hmm. So in a political campaign, like the candidate as hero might be portrayed as a strong leader, right? Someone who can like guide the nation through tough times.
Exactly. Think of it like a classic superhero movie, right?
Yeah.
The hero faces challenges, setbacks.
They always do.
But ultimately triumphs because of their unique abilities.
Right, right.
So the messaging constantly reinforces those heroic qualities.
Yeah.
And this ties back to the illusory truth effect, right?
Oh, okay.
The more we hear about the candidate's strength, their vision, the more we're likely to believe it.
Regardless.
Regardless of whether it's actually true or not.
Interesting. Okay, so then what about the audience as hero? How does that work?
So with this approach, you're shifting the focus from the candidate or the product to the aspirations and dreams of the audience.
Okay.
It's about empowering them.
Yeah.
Making them feel like they're the ones driving change.
I see. So instead of saying, like, vote for me and I'll fix everything, it's more like, you have the power to make a difference and here's how I can help.
That's a great way to put it.
Mm.
However, this approach can be tricky.
Yeah.
Because as Roten points out, without a strong, unifying message,
yeah,
it can be hard to maintain focus and clarity.
I can see how that would be a challenge. Like if you're trying to appeal to a diverse audience.
Right.
With all sorts of different hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
It could be tough to find that one core message.
One core message that resonates with everybody.
With everybody, right. It's like trying to, I don't know, create a single piece of music that appeals to fans of. Like,
oh, I like this analogy.
Classical, rock, and hip hop.
Yeah.
You might end up with something that pleases no one.
Exactly. So how does all of this relate back to the 2024 election?
Yeah, good question.
Well, Roten suggests that Trump's success, at least in part, can be attributed to him clearly positioning himself as the hero. Remember, Make America Great Again.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It was all about him, his strength, his ability to single-handedly restore America to its former glory.
Yeah, yeah.
And that message was just hammered home relentlessly.
Leveraging the illusory truth effect.
Leveraging the illusory truth effect.
To make it stick.
To make it stick, exactly.
Quite, got it. So then Roten argues that Harris, with her focus on the hopes and aspirations of, you know, all these different groups, maybe struggled to create that same level of clarity and focus.
That's a good argument, yeah.
But to be fair to Harris, she was, like, entering the race with limited time, right?
It's true.
And facing an incumbent.
Yeah, it was an uphill battle.
An uphill battle.
For sure. And Roten acknowledges those challenges.
Okay.
He's not saying that, you know, Harris had a bad message or that she didn't connect with voters.
Right.
His point is that the framing of the hero and the power of repetition played a role in the outcome. It's a nuanced perspective.
Yeah.
You know, it encourages us to think about how campaigns are structured.
Yeah.
And how they use language to persuade.
Okay. So whether you're running for office or launching a brand, it's key to define that hero.
Yes.
And then craft a message that supports that narrative.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that brings us back to Roten's brand messaging system.
Okay. Remind me, why do his clients seek him out?
So he mentions two main reasons. First, a lot of businesses struggle to articulate their message clearly and concisely.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They might have a great product or service.
Right.
But they have trouble explaining what makes it unique and valuable.
Yeah.
In a way that resonates.
Okay, so it's like they have this amazing story.
They have the story.
But they haven't figured out how to tell it.
They haven't figured out how to tell it.
In a way that grabs people.
In a compelling way, yeah.
Okay. What's the second reason?
Second reason is a lot of businesses have multiple messages for different audiences. And they struggle to weave those into a single cohesive narrative.
So like they're saying one thing to their employees,
yeah.
Another thing to investors, another thing to their customers.
Exactly.
And it's all disjointed.
It's all over the place.
And confusing.
Exactly. Mm. And that's where Roten's system comes in. It helps businesses identify their core message, the seed, and then nurture that seed.
Through repetition.
Through repetition across all their communication channels.
Okay. So you're saying repetition is not just about like hammering home the same slogan over and over again.
Not just that.
It's about finding creative ways.
Creative, engaging ways.
To reinforce that core message.
Yeah, across all your touch points.
Across all the touch points.
Whether it's your website, your social media, your advertising, yeah. Your in-person interactions, all of it.
Okay, that makes sense. But even with like a clear core message and consistent repetition, isn't there a risk of like coming across as too repetitive?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or even manipulative.
It's a fine line to walk, for sure.
Yeah.
But here's the key.
Yeah.
Repetition is most effective when it feels natural and organic.
Right.
It shouldn't feel forced.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to brainwash people.
Okay.
So how do you make repetition feel authentic and engaging?
Yeah. How do you do that?
It's about being creative.
Mm-hmm.
Finding ways to tell your story in different ways.
Okay.
Instead of repeating the same slogan verbatim, think about different angles.
Different angles.
Different metaphors, different examples
yeah.
that all point back to your core message.
I see. It's like having a theme song for your brand.
Yes.
But you create different versions of that song.
Different versions.
In different styles to keep it fresh.
I love that analogy.
And interesting.
Yeah. So you're not only reinforcing your message, but you're keeping your audience engaged, preventing them from tuning out.
Yeah.
You're adding depth and nuance while still maintaining that consistent thread that ties everything together.
Okay. This is all starting to click for me now. But going back to the political example, how can you tell if a candidate's using repetition effectively or if they're just being manipulative?
That's a great question. And that's where critical thinking comes in.
Okay.
Don't just accept what you hear at face value.
Right.
Look beyond the slogans.
Oh, slogan.
The sound bites.
Yeah.
And ask yourself, what are their core values?
Core values.
What are their policies?
Right.
Do their actions align with their words?
So it's not just what they say.
It's not just what they say.
It's what they do.
Exactly.
Got it.
And it's also important to consider the source of the information, right?
Right.
Who's funding their campaign?
Yeah.
What are their biases?
So we need to be like savvy consumers of information, not just passively absorbing whatever is thrown at us.
You got it. And remember, just because a message is repeated often doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah.
Always question, always analyze.
And think for yourself.
Always think for yourself. Exactly.
Good advice. Okay, so we've talked about the power of repetition and how it can be used for both good and bad.
Right.
But Roten also mentions another psychological principle.
Oh, yeah.
That plays a role in shaping our beliefs.
The mere exposure effect.
The mere exposure effect. What is that?
Right. And this one's closely related to the illusory truth effect.
Okay.
It suggests that the more we're exposed to something, the more likely we are to like it.
So even if we don't consciously register the message or the image, just seeing it repeatedly can make us more inclined to view it favorably.
Exactly. Like, think about it. You're probably more likely to trust a brand whose logo you've seen 100 times.
Right.
Compared to one you've never seen before.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
Wow, that's a sneaky trick.
It is a bit sneaky.
So it's not just about repetition, it's about visibility, too. Like, the more exposure you get, the better.
In a way, yes. Mm-hmm. But it's not quite that simple. Just like with repetition, the mere exposure effect is most effective when it's combined with a clear and positive message.
Right.
If you're constantly bombarding people with a message they find annoying or offensive.
Yeah, it's going to backfire.
It's not going to make them like you more. It's going to have the opposite effect.
Right. So the key is to make sure your message is something people will want to see and hear repeatedly.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to invest in crafting a strong brand identity and messaging system.
Yeah.
If you get that right, then the mere exposure effect will work in your favor.
Okay.
Building familiarity and trust over time.
Got it. Okay, I think I'm starting to get a handle on all of this.
Good.
So to sum up, repetition is powerful, but it needs to be tied to a clear, positive message.
Yes.
The mere exposure effect can work with repetition to build familiarity and trust.
Yes.
And whether we're talking about politics or business, it's crucial to define the hero and craft a narrative that supports them.
You nailed it. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so. But before we wrap up, there's one final piece of advice from Roden that I think is worth highlighting.
Okay, what is it?
He reminds us that the illusory truth effect and the mere exposure effect aren't just like abstract psychological concepts.
Right.
They're powerful forces that shape our beliefs and behaviors every day.
They are.
So what does that mean for us? How do we protect ourselves from being manipulated by these effects?
What Roden suggests the best defense is awareness.
Awareness.
The more we understand how these principles work,
right,
the better equipped we are to spot them and make informed decisions.
So pay attention to the messages you're exposed to.
Exactly.
Ask yourself, who's sending this? What's their agenda? Why are they repeating it so often?
Great advice. It's like having a mental filter.
A mental filter.
That helps us sift through the noise and identify the messages that are really worth paying attention to.
Exactly. And that includes being mindful of our own biases, too.
Yes.
We all have them.
We all have.
And it's important to acknowledge them.
So we can account for them when we're making decisions.
Oh, I like that.
Right.
It's like having a built-in BS detector.
There you go, a BS detector.
To filter out the noise and focus on the, like, truly valuable information.
Exactly. And that's really what Roden's advocating for in this newsletter.
Okay.
He wants us to be empowered consumers of information.
Right.
Capable of thinking critically and making informed decisions.
Yeah.
Even in a world where we're constantly bombarded with persuasive messages.
Well, I think he's achieved that goal with this newsletter. I know I'm going to be much more aware of the power of repetition and the mere exposure effect.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's amazing how these seemingly simple psychological principles can have such a profound impact.
Absolutely.
On our beliefs and behaviors.
This has been a fascinating deep dive.
It has.
And I feel like I've learned so much.
Good. Yeah.
Thanks for guiding us through this complex topic.
Happy to do it.
With such clarity and insight.
My pleasure. Remember, knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
And the more we understand about how our minds work, the better equipped we are to navigate the world around us.
Well said. Now I'm curious, what's a message that you've encountered recently that made you stop and think, wait a minute, is this the illusory truth effect in action?
You know, it's funny you should ask that.
So before we got sidetracked, you were about to share a message you've encountered that made you think about the illusory truth effect.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it?
Well, it wasn't so much a specific message as like a pattern I've been noticing.
Okay.
Lately, I've been seeing all these articles and social media posts about this new
productivity app.
Productivity app, yeah.
Yeah.
And everywhere I look,
it's everywhere.
It's glowing reviews, testimonials about how this app has like changed people's lives.
Right.
Helping them be so much more focused and efficient and.
Sounds like the mere exposure effect in action.
Right.
Just seeing it mentioned everywhere makes it seem more credible. Yeah.
Even if you haven't actually tried it.
Yeah. And I started to wonder.
Yeah.
Is this hype real?
Yeah.
Or is it a, like, carefully orchestrated marketing campaign?
Right.
To, you know, use these psychological principles we've been talking about.
To their advantage. Yeah. That's so interesting.
It made me realize that even I, someone who studies this stuff, can be susceptible to it.
Right. It's like, it's a good reminder that we all have biases.
There you do.
We need to be, like, really vigilant about questioning the messages we're exposed to.
Absolutely.
No matter how convincing they might seem.
No matter how convincing. And this brings us back to Roten's final point in the newsletter.
Okay.
He argues that the most important thing we can do to combat the negative effects of these psychological principles is to really cultivate critical thinking skills.
So it's not just about being aware of the effects. It's about learning how to analyze information.
How to analyze, yeah.
And make good judgments based on evidence.
Seriously.
Not just our gut feeling.
Not just gut feeling or familiarity.
Right, right.
It's about being active participants in the information landscape.
Yes.
Rather than passive consumers.
I love that. Yeah.
So we need to be able to evaluate sources, identify biases,
right.
Separate fact from opinion.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But how do we actually develop these critical thinking skills? It sounds a little daunting.
I mean, it is a lifelong process.
Yeah.
But there are definitely things we can do to strengthen those critical thinking muscles.
Like what?
Well, one really simple but powerful technique is
asking questions.
Don't just accept information at face value.
Right.
Dig deeper, explore different perspectives, challenge assumptions.
So instead of just scrolling through our social media feeds and absorbing whatever pops up.
Right, exactly.
We need to be more intentional.
Intentional.
About the information we're consuming.
About what we consume and how we process it.
Right, right.
And that includes being mindful of our own biases, too.
Yes, our own biases.
We all have them.
Yeah.
It's important to acknowledge them.
So we can account for them.
Exactly, when we're making decisions.
That's great, yeah.
It's like having a built-in BS detector.
A built-in BS detector. I love it.
Helps us filter out the noise and focus on what's truly valuable.
What's truly valuable.
And relevant.
I think that's really what Roten is advocating for.
Yeah.
He wants us to be empowered information consumers.
Empowered.
Capable of, thinking critically.
Thinking critically.
Making good decisions.
Good decisions.
Even in a world where, we're just bombarded with messages all the time.
All the time, yeah.
I think he's achieved that goal with this newsletter. I know I'm going to be much more aware of these effects now.
You too.
It's amazing how these seemingly simple psychological principles can be so powerful.
They are really powerful.
Yeah. This has been a fascinating deep dive.
It has been.
I feel like I've learned so much.
Good, good.
Thanks for guiding us through it all.
My pleasure.
With such clarity and insight.
Happy to be here.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
And the more we understand about how our minds work.
Yeah.
The better equipped we are to navigate all the challenges.
The challenges.
And opportunities out there.
And the opportunities.
No.
Well said. Thanks again for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time.